Dear sisters and brothers, the 23rd of November is for all of us a red letter day. But today, the 23rd of November of the year 2001 is doubly special because starting from this day, and please pay careful attention, the loving message of Bhagwan will be broadcast continuously by digital radio throughout the world, round the clock. Every day, 7 days a week, and 12 months of the year. On October 20, 1940, our beloved Swami gave his first message to the world as the Sri Satya Sai Avatar. On that occasion, there were just a few hundred people gathered in front of devotee Anjaneyalu's house, as Swami himself mentioned the other day. But from today, the message of Swami will spread throughout the world. The message will be beamed by satellites which form a part of the material world. The message will be carried by radio waves which are electromagnetic vibrations according to physics. And the message will spread global harmony and peace through the propagation of Sai radiation. Swami talks about materialization, vibration and radiation. Today, those three aspects of creation are coming together to play a part in the avataric mission. No longer do people have to yearn to hear the mellifluous and golden voice of Swami. With a mere flick of the finger, you can switch on your digital radio and listen to Swami's golden voice, receiving love, comfort, and strength wherever you are. All this has been made possible through the courtesy of World Space Corporation, an international broadcasting company based in America. This company offers digital radio broadcasting service via its satellites. At present, there is one satellite named Asia Star positioned above the Asian continent. There is another satellite named Africa Star that is over Africa. Soon, there will be a third satellite which would leave its footprint on the American continent. Dr. Noah Samara, the chief executive of World Space, was here a couple of months ago to have Bhagwan's darshan. On that occasion, he lovingly offered at Swami's lotus feet a complete radio channel for the propagation of Swami's message throughout the world. Happily, Dr. Michael Nobel, who also came with Dr. Samara at that time, he is a member of the board of directors of World Space Corporation, and Dr. Michael is now with us. Welcome to you, Dr. Michael. This radio channel dedicated to the spread of Swami's message is being named Radio Sai Global Harmony. This is being done with Bhagawan's permission. This channel will broadcast 24 hours a day. Very shortly, Bhagwan will bless this broadcasting service and formally inaugurate the radio channel by pressing a switch which is placed near him. When he does that, the glow signs over there will be illuminated, and within 3 or 4 seconds, we will be listening to the inaugural broadcast of Radio Sai Global Harmony. The broadcast will begin with a signature tune. Every radio station has got its own signature tune, and Radio Sai Global Harmony has got its own unique signature tune. I leave you to guess what it is going to be. After that, there will be the station identification, and Radio Sai Global Harmony would be privileged to welcome Bhagwan Baba with a welcome song sung by the students of our institute. I am very proud of that.